The case involves stealing more than $300,000 from banks and brokerage firms. Special Agent Mike Petronella at the FBI's New York office says there was a money mule.
Money was wired into the personal account, and then it would be withdrawn by the money mule in cash, basically give it to our gentleman that we ended up arresting, and then that gentleman would use Western Union to actually send the money overseas.
Petronella says the money mule played a key role.
The individual that we're discussing here, he was a recruiter, a mid-level money mule recruiter. So he would be in contact with the guy in a foreign country. He would find then people here in the United States who could take the money into their own bank accounts.
Hacking into victim banks and brokers was done from overseas. One guy on the inside became a source for the FBI.
We approached him to interview him on his activity, and he basically said, yeah, I'm involved in this. I know it's bad. I'm willing to help you out any way I can.
One subject who hacked and moved money around admitted guilt and was sentenced to prison for 3 years and a month. I'm Neil Schiff of the Bureau, and that's the FBI's Closed Case of the Week.